اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools Network. Here we are with Brother Fawad Haider, Ali Nasir, and Hassan Nasrullah. Salamun alaikum and welcome.
Alaikum assalam.
How are you, Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah.
Fine?
Great.
That's good. Fawad Haider, how are you doing?
Salam sir, I'm fine, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm good. And Hassan Nasrullah?
Salam alaikum sir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, how about you?
Fine sir.
Good. So today inshallah we'll talk about two of the verses of Surah Ali Imran, ayat 31 and 32 on page
54.
So everybody, let's once listen to the recitation, then inshallah we'll get back and move on with our explanation.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. قل أطيعوا الله والرسول فإن تولوا فإن الله لا يحب الكافرين.
Great. Now I will recite. Make sure Fawad, Hassan and Ali Nasir to listen carefully and repeat, okay? Brothers and sisters, as you're listening to IRIB English Radio, please make sure you practice as well the way Fawad, Ali Nasir and Hassan do. So, let's go on.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم.
قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم
والله غفور رحيم.
والله غفور رحيم.
قل أطيعوا الله والرسول.
قل أطيعوا الله والرسول.
فإن تولوا فإن الله لا يحب الكافرين.
فإن تولوا فإن الله لا يحب الكافرين.
أحسنتم. ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. Allah Almighty says one important thing that sometimes we really forget, and sometimes there are a lot of people, okay, who really don't know this, or maybe they know and they sometimes like normal people, they forget. Sometimes there are people, okay, who say that we only accept whatever is in Quran. And whatever hadith we have, we don't accept. We accept only Quran. Because Quran is the word of Allah. Okay? It's from Allah and we only accept this. We don't accept any hadith, any saying of the Prophet, the Imam, whatever they say, we don't accept. So it means you don't accept them. Allah Almighty says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you love Allah Almighty, if you obey Allah Almighty. So love here, okay? And another ayah we have, okay? That you should obey Allah. If you obey Allah Almighty, it means you... If you obey the Prophet, if you obey the Imam, it's as if you obey Allah Almighty. Why? Because the sayings of the Prophets are revelations. They all are from Allah Almighty. What does Allah Almighty say in Surah An-Najm? وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى إِنْ هُوَ وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. He doesn't say of his own wishes, like his own words. No. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. Whatever he says is revelation to him. So he says everything, whatever he says, it's all from Allah Almighty. Okay? So if you say that I only obey Allah Almighty, you should obey the Prophet. Because if you obey the Prophet, it is as if you obey Allah Almighty. And if you don't obey the Prophet, it means you don't obey Allah Almighty. Because Prophet is sent to us, okay, by Allah Almighty. Okay? To take us to Allah Almighty. Alright? So if you don't follow the Prophet, if you don't accept his words, his hadith, and also the Imams, it means you don't accept Allah Almighty's, kingdom. He is the Lord. You don't accept him as your Lord. As Allah Almighty. Alright? So Allah Almighty is, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Say, if you love Allah Almighty, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Oh people, oh Muslims, if you love Allah Almighty and you say Allah is our Lord, we accept him, we accept his words, so فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow me. Yeah? Obey me. يُحْبِبْكُمْ اللَّهِ. If you follow me, if you obey me, what? What happens? Allah Almighty will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And he will forgive your sins. Got it? Then Allah Almighty says, وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And Allah is all forgiving, all merciful. Then in the next ayah also Allah Almighty says, look, قُلْ أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولُ. Obey Allah and the Prophet. Okay? Obey Allah and the Prophet. Look, Allah Almighty says, obeying Prophet is as obeying Allah Almighty, beside each other. What does it mean? It means they are equal. The obedience. If you obey the Prophet, you obey Allah Almighty. Because it's all whatever Prophet says, whatever Prophet commands us, it's all the commandments of Allah Almighty, not from his own. Got it? Yes?
Yes.
فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا. If the people turn away, okay? If the people turned away and didn't accept, didn't follow the Prophet, فَإِنَّ. Indeed, Allah does not like the faithless. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ. May Allah Almighty count us amongst those who follow the Prophet, the Imams, and make the true, inshallah, Allah Almighty count us as the true followers. And give us the tawfiq, the chance, to, inshallah, to follow the commandments of Allah Almighty, the commandments of the Prophet, the Imams, which are the true commandments of Allah Almighty.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran?
آيات الله حمتني غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات.
Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي.
So, guys, let's move on with the important tajweed rules, inshallah. That's all from explanation. That was a short explanation, but make sure, inshallah, you refer to the tafsir books, inshallah, and learn more about these ayats. All right, Hassan?
Yes.
Yes? Sir. So, the very first important tajweed rule here, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ. What do you think? What's the very first important rule? Mm-hmm.
There are pronunciation of letters.
Okay.
And then there are
two... Which letters? Can you tell me?
قَاف.
قَاف. Yeah. قَ. قَ. قُلْ. 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 قَ. Right?
حَ.
حَ. تُحِبُّونَ. Great. The next... Ha, the soft one. Ha, تحبون الله. Ha, right? عين فاتبعوني. Yeah.
غين.
غين. يغ يغ فير لكم. Okay. ذال ذنوبكم. Yes. ذال. That's all, right?
Yes.
That's all. Wow. Yeah, that's all. Wow. So, that's about the pronunciation. In the next ayahs, what we have? قل أطيع الله. طا. Yeah, أطيع. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's all. Yes, the pronunciations. Yeah. Now let's move on with the other important tajweed rules. إن كنتم. Do you hear this hidden sound?
Yes, there are two
إخفاء rules here. Two إخفاء examples. إن كن. So hidden noon sound. تحبون الله. The letter lam in the word Allah.
It's pronounced heavily.
Heavily. تحبون الله. Right. فاتبعوني يحبب.
قلقلة.
قلقلة. Bounce the sound of ba here. يحببكم الله. Again, the letter lam is pronounced heavily. ويغ. Heavy sound. ويغفر. Light sound. فر. Light sound on ra. ويغفر لكم. ذنوبكم. Huh? قيلا tells you?
It's better to stop.
Better to stop. والله. Heavy lam sound.
Yes.
غفور رحيم. غفور رحيم.
إدغام.
إدغام.
No.
Yes.
إدغام. Good job. إدغام مثلين it is, but because it has تنوين. إدغام مثلين is where we have a sucking letter. And then we have the next letter, which is mutaharik, but it's a tanween. So it means we have the idgham, but without ghunna. Idgham without ghunna.
Yeah.
Right? Without ghunna. So ghafoorur rahim. It is actually tanween sound. You merge the tanween to tanween, not ra to ra. The tanween to ra.
Ghafoorun
rahim. Ghafoorun, the harkat of ra. Then, because we do this, the ra, the two ra gets merged. Together, okay?
Yeah.
Get merged together. So, غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. If you stop here, رَحِيمُ. You stretch the sound a bit. قُلْ أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ. أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ. So, أَطِيعُ has a wow sound, like a longer wow sound, yes? Wow mad. But since you have Hamzatul Wasl here, and you skip Hamzatul Wasl here also, the rule says you have to skip the wow mad also, yes?
Yeah.
قُلْ أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ. والرسول. Sila tells you, Hassan, better to
continue.
Continue, yes. Okay. فَإِن. Hidden noon sound. إخفاء. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ. Noon مشدد. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا. If you say لَا. Wrong. لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ. That's all. Pay attention to the light and heavy sounds. Pay attention to the four important rules: idgham, iqlab, ikhfa, yadhhar, and noon mushaddad, mim mushaddad. That's all. Pay attention to the stopping signs. Inshallah, you'll be a great reciter of Quran with tajweed, actually. Yes? So, Hassan, Hussein, Fawad, Ali Nasir, do you have any questions?
No.
No questions? See you, inshallah, in the coming sessions, brothers and sisters. Thanks so much for being with IRB English Radio. We really recommend you stay with IRB English Radio, inshallah. We'll have more Quranic classes. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools for cooperation. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran. a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه